This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, we will catch up with Steve Tasker. Steve Tasker is in the Bills Hall of Fame. He is one of the best special teams players in the history of the National Football League. He is on the radio broadcast. He is also the host of One Bills Live, a perfect place to start our conversations as we get you ready for Chiefs and Bills. So I want to play this audio for you. This is courtesy of my dear friend Adam Schein on SiriusXM. He had Jim Nance on his show. Rob, Jim Nance too busy to come on our show, but he could go on with Adam Schein on SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio. What's going on? I thought you had a little bit more pull than this in the radio streets. What's going on?
I mean, I was told by Jim Nance people, Jim Nance didn't do much media this week ahead of Chiefs and Bills.
I saw him do a lot of media this week. He was doing all the media, just not our media.
He was a lot of places for not doing media. I seem to see him a lot this week.
That's crazy. I bet you he got time to go to 1587 Prime, but he ain't got time to come on 96.5. Come on now, that ain't even right. Jim Nance, we consider you friend of the show. So here is Jim Nance. He was on SiriusXM Channel 82, and here he is talking about the rivalry between Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen.
They need one another. If you look at great rivalries in sport, you know, Magic needed Bird. Jack and Arnie needed one another. Mm-hmm. You know, Brady needed Manning and Peyton needed Tom. It goes with the territory. They bring out the best in one another. And you said something at the start of that question about, people sometimes lament, poor Josh, he can't get it done in the postseason. He hadn't done anything wrong.
That's
right. Played brilliantly in those games. Those have been really epic matchups. The one back in the 22 divisional round, which was the 42-36 overtime game, probably the best game I've ever seen. And, you know, last year was a nail biter. It came down high scoring affair. It came down to a field goal margin and a win for Kansas City. But I just think the two are going to be linked well beyond their playing years. It will always be part of the story, and part of the legacy for each one of them will be the fact that they tangled against the other.
So that is Jim Nance, and that is his stance on the rivalry. I want to play for you guys what Nick Wright had to say, and we'll react on the other side of what Nick had to say. You guys might be surprised. Nick didn't really agree.
First of all, Patrick doesn't need Josh. What are the greatest moments of Patrick's career? One of them involves Josh, but there's the 13 seconds game. But then there's also the walk-off touchdown on the Super Bowl against San Francisco, the 10-point comeback with 6 minutes left in the other Super Bowl against San Francisco, the final drive against Philly, the AFC Championship game against the Bengals. Down 24-0 in the playoffs in the first half against Houston. What are Josh's greatest moments? It's so frustrating to me that people keep trying to act like this is not Tiger versus the field, that it's Bird versus Magic, when it's not that.
I think the truth is probably somewhere in the middle of what both people are saying. I don't think this is Bird and Magic. And I do think that in NFL media circles, we have tried for a very long time to place somebody in the same hemisphere as Patrick Mahomes. You remember early on in his career, I mean, we were just trying to find anybody. We did this with Baker Mayfield, where we kept telling the exact same story about that one game they played in college. Like, man, I'm tired of hearing this college story between Patrick Mahomes and Baker Mayfield. We did the same thing with Deshaun Watson. We did the same thing with Josh Allen. Like, we tried for so long to find who that number one counterpart was going to be, where I do think in some ways, like, it's kind of stayed on Josh Allen and it's kind of landed that way. We did the same thing with Burrow in a couple AFC championship games. So in that way, I do think that we in the media were trying to find the very easy storyline, because it's easy to sell that. Tyson against Holyfield, Ali against Frazier. Like, that's a very easy, here's one side, here's the other side. They're great. They're going to continue to go at it, and you figure out who you think is going to win. So I understand Nick's point there about Mahomes and how he has separated himself in a way in which he does not really have a modern-day equal. But where I think Nance is right is I think the NFL needs this story. I don't think it's necessarily about the two individual quarterbacks and them needing each other. Every great story needs characters. We argue this with college basketball. College basketball, at least in a regular season product, has become less interesting because you don't know the characters anymore and it's hard to follow the storylines. It was easy to follow the storylines when your favorite school recruited a freshman and he stayed for 2-3 seasons and you got to see the ups and the downs of he's a freshman, he gets on the floor, he has a big moment, now he's getting more playing time, and now as a junior or senior, he's an All-American player that's ready to help your team get to the Final Four. That's an easy storyline to follow. Well, as you've lost that, our interest has changed. Well, in the NFL, the biggest storyline in the entire National Football League.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is this? You have an all-time generational quarterback that wins at everything. On the field, he has very few blemishes. He has 3 Super Bowls. 5 Super Bowl appearances during the commercial break. He is on every single commercial. He has a spotless image. He is the gold standard of your league. He is the face of your league. He is the spokesman for your league. And you have another player who desperately wants to be at that spot and keeps coming up short. I mean, they make movies about these kind of storylines. You have the big bad villain that keeps the other person away from success. And the storyline is, will that person ever be able to be champion? Will that person ever be able to say that they won, that they're the last person standing? That's what I think the storyline is. And that's what I think is very intriguing because it's very, very easy to follow. That's what makes these so interesting. So, yes, in the regular season, it's different. It's just, hey, I know that I'm going to watch a good game. But just think about the storylines the last couple of times that these two teams against each other in the postseason. I mean, after the 13-second game, that's been the storyline. Josh Allen played as well as you could possibly play in a postseason sense. But Mahomes was just a little bit better. Think about that. If you're Josh Allen, the image of him taking his team down the field, they score a touchdown, he is hugging his teammates on the sideline. He believes that he is going to the AFC Championship game, and in my opinion, the Bills probably go to the Super Bowl that year. You think you have finally done it. You have accomplished your goal. No, you didn't. On the other side, Mahomes puts together one of the great drives in league history. They win the coin toss. They go down the field. They win the game. And now it's you're stuck. Well, next season, how do we advance the storyline? They play each other again. Great, back and forth. To me, that's what I think the league needs. So I don't think individually either side maybe needs each other. But I think the story is the same way that it was with Brady and Manning. One person had all the postseason success, and it was the constant wondering and question if that other player will ever be able to break through and win a championship. That's the storyline right now in the National Football League. Can anybody catch up to Patrick Mahomes and the race that he is currently running?
I understand the point Nick is trying to make, that it's Tiger versus the field. And I don't think that's the world's worst comparison. But why I tend to agree with Jim Nance on this is that I think more than just the Super Bowls and all the things, Manning versus Brady brought the best out of both of those players. We watched that game because it was Peyton Manning has to find a way to overcome Bill Belichick, and Tom Brady has to find a way at the end of his career to overcome the Broncos and that Tony Dungy defense. Both of them were great players that rose to the occasion in that huge game. That is what happens with the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. You mentioned the moments. Think how many moments Josh Allen has almost had in the playoffs that have been taken from him by Patrick Mahomes, but they're both playing at such a high level. You don't get that when it's Mahomes 1 year against Burrow, 1 year against Lamar, 1 year against Allen, 1 year against, I don't know, Herbert, 1 year against it. You don't get that same, hey, two great players take the field, they both rise to the occasion. I get what Jim Nance is saying. I don't think they need each other. I think the league needs both of them, and the league is benefiting from both of them because they are both playing at their best. And when they play each other, they both find an absolutely different level. Mahomes in the postseason and Allen just in general.
Yeah, I mean, I think right now the most interesting storylines in the NFL, as a big picture sense, not an individual week nine sense, but in a big picture sense, can Josh Allen break through?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.